From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump said Monday that U.S. attempts to deal with North Korea have failed for more than two decades. On Twitter, he wrote, "Our country has been unsuccessfully dealing with North Korea for 25 years, giving billions of dollars and getting nothing. Policy didn't work." Trump's new remarks were his latest hint that he could upend long-standing U.S. policy aimed at containing North Korea's nuclear weapons development short of confrontation. The director of the International Atomic Energy Agency, meanwhile, said he is not optimistic about possible solutions to the North Korean nuclear crisis. Yukiya Amano said his organization is working to collect and evaluate information about North Korea's nuclear program, but he says it remains impossible to report progress on the situation.
I remain seriously concerned about North Korea's nuclear program. North Korea continues to conduct nuclear tests, launch missiles, and threaten other countries in complete disregard of the repeated demands of the international community.
Amano made his comments in Rome in his opening remarks to delegates at the 20th Annual Conference on International Cooperation for Enhancing Nuclear Safety in Rome. At least 10 people were killed as multiple wildfires burned throughout California's wine country. The state's fire chief said on Monday that that was the count so far. The Sonoma County Sheriff's Office tweeted Monday that 7 fire-related deaths were reported from fires there. This is VOA News. At least 12 Rohingya Muslims fleeing violence in Myanmar and seeking refuge in Bangladesh drowned late Sunday when their packed boat capsized. So far, hundreds of thousands of Rohingya have fled Myanmar's Rakhine State for Bangladesh since late August. Priya Marwa is the humanitarian response coordinator for the UN Population Fund.
Our women-friendly spaces are literally running over capacity because of the need that these women and girls are expressing in terms of health services, safe shelter, food, clothing, basic clothing. Many of them are pregnant, they're breastfeeding, they need referrals. They have lived through real horrors, and that is really what's coming through in their stories. There are thousands of them on the roadsides, in makeshift shelters, in refugee camps.
Bangladesh is planning to build a giant camp to house at least 800,000 Rohingya who have sought refuge in the country. Kenya's National Commission on Human Rights has accused the country's security agencies of killing more than 30 people following the August 8th elections. Correspondent Mohammed Youssef reports for VOA from Nairobi.
The government-funded rights group published a report Monday titled Mirage at Dusk, which documents human rights violations. According to the commission, 34 people, including a 6-month-old baby, were killed by police during the 3 days of chaos. Another 3 people were killed in clashes between civilians. Commission on Human Rights member Jadida Warihu says the protests were triggered by the Electoral Commission's announcement that the incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta had defeated opposition leader Raila Odinga.
Unfortunately, in the protests and the days after that, we had many Kenyans injured. And also we had a number of deaths.
Interior Ministry spokesman Wenda Njoka disagrees with the commission's findings.
The deaths that could be directly connected to the riots were less than 10.
Tensions are still running high in Kenya as the country prepares for a rerun of the presidential election. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Russian officials are warning that they will retaliate against Radio Free Europe and Radio Liberty operations in Russia if the United States imposes restrictions on Russian media outlets in the U.S. In a letter sent to Current Time, RFERL's Russian-language television network, it said the activity of your organization may be subjected to restrictions. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.